Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It feels terrible just to do when you realize that you've done it. Like, I look back at some of the gigs and I've gone like, no, this is the idea. I want to do this idea. And you go, oh, I was an ass.
This is the Improv Chronicle. I'm Lloydie. The concept of giving space to other performers is something that's often discussed in improv because feeling crowded out of a scene or even a show can feel pretty crappy. When thinking about this the other day, it took me back to a conversation I had with an improviser back at the Robin Hood International Improv Festival in September 2023.
My name is Hjalmar Hardestein. I'm a Swedish improviser running my own improv comedy club in Gothenburg and also performing and teaching at Improverket and Gothenburg Improvisational Theatre, which are the two main theatres in improvisational comedy in Gothenburg. And I'm here in Nottingham doing the Robin Hood Festival.
Thank you for being part of our festival. You've been a wonderful player to watch. I'm really interested in a conversation we had this evening where you were talking about how it's a difficult balance to both kind of be on the front foot and make sure that the stage is occupied, but then also to leave space for other players to play. How do you manage to walk that tightrope and manage that balance?
Yeah, so we did this set today, and I asked you afterwards now, Lloydie, that I had a fear of that I steamrolled the set, like a fear of taking up too much of the space in the scenes, jumping on when the scene went empty. And it's something that struck me afterwards, and I had to check with some Swedish friends that are here as well, and also with some of the team members, how did it feel for you? So I guess that's one thing you can do, like check in with the team afterwards, like how did you interpret that I handled the situation today with the scenes, like did you feel supported or did you felt that I steamrolled? And everyone were of course like saying no, we had fun and you did a great job, like only supporting us. And I talked to Amy, a great improviser from Berlin, and she told me that no, I can tell that you were on stage, you took much of the stage time, but in a supporting way, and you still like left room for us other to talk and to take focus, like with how do you say, the lamp, which you can put on other people or improvisers, yeah, to shift focus. Another one, for instance, the scene when I was in the restaurant, in the French restaurant, my role was only to support that scene, like the power dynamics as a male as well, like I think we played with something of that, and also this big French character that Amy played, but it's hard, and for me it's especially hard because my whole improv career in a sense has been that I has been a very driven improviser and I really want to develop and play a lot. And therefore, when I do play with other people, and I'm from a small town as well, the other improvisers weren't that familiar with specific moves, maybe, or school of thoughts. And I play a lot with different people as well. So sometimes I like scene painted them on moves as well. And I remember this one time when I played with an improviser from Stockholm, and I started to scene paint her in the scene, And she was just snapping me off and like, I'm going there, Hjalmar, you can chill. And that was for me such a great awakening, in a sense that I can relax, I can chill as well.
Most of us have had a show where we've taken up some space we didn't actually need to take up. And I suspect Hjalmar's awakening isn't unique.
We've all watched improv shows where there's maybe six people in a backline, five people in the background, and there is one person who is desperate to be the main character. Or on the opposite side, which is so much worse, there is one person who is constantly just about to step forward and can't get on show.
Autumn Unwin is an improviser who lives in Scotland. She used to live in the Midlands in England and played with Date Night, Tiny Stories, Canny Funny, and many other fantastic groups.
I think everyone who's started off doing improv, or when they're like a very, very young improviser, has had the moment of just, you're too excited and you've got so many ideas and you just want to get them all out on stage, and you will inevitably walk over someone. And it feels terrible just to do when you realize that you've done it. Like, I look back at some of the gigs and I've gone like, no, this is the idea. I want to do this idea. And you go, oh, I was an ass. And it's not fun to think about. And you know, it's not fun for the person to do it. And once it happens to you, you know, it's how fun it's not.
So how do we remedy this? Back to Hjalmar.
I did the intensive at I.O. this summer and at Annoyance as well. And we had the first week we had Gretchen Eng, a great teacher and a performer as well. And she introduced the concept of micro and macro focus, and with the meaning that we are focusing on each other when we are in the scene, and the macro's focus is of course then around everything else, like where are we in the show, what does the show needs, have we honored the suggestion, but also has everyone been on stage so far, do we have like everyone on stage, because if you don't get on stage on top of the scene, it might get more frightened to get on the scene later. So I that's something that I really brought from her, like the macro focus as well, and to be aware of that and to point out someone if they are like back hanging back a lot in the scenes, that you can just bring them on scene as you were suggesting or talking about. And that's something that I by myself today get, because I was so inspired and I just had a great and fun time. And I think that the ensemble felt that as well. Anyway, in the checkout, they told us that it did. But it's still something that it's very great to be aware of.
Now, being aware of this is healthy, because I suspect we're all going to do it from time to time. Undoubtedly, some people do it more than others. So how do we recognise it when we're doing it? Back to Autumn.
It takes a level of maturity, yeah. It's that moment of realisation where it clicks in your brain that this improv show is not my vehicle. This improv show is our improv show. This isn't my show. This is for all of us. And that without all of us taking part, or without all of us working to make sure everyone else looks good, then it doesn't work as an improv show. It now becomes just a group of disparate stand-ups trying to be the funniest. There is that. I think because you do watch it when it clicks in people's minds. And I've been to workshops where like complete improv newbies have done it, and they're all, because you get that mix in improv like 101 classes or newbie classes where you have the ones who've always been told they're very funny and are very, very loud, and the ones who are just who are there to maybe get reduce the social anxiety or meet new friends or sort of come out of their shell a little bit, and they're often just at the back not wanting to step forward, and they have to be not pushed forward rather, but helped forward and given the space to be allowed to come forward. And then often when they do, it's absolute gold. There is also a sense of not pride, but a sort of general warmth when someone who's been quiet for a whole show or a whole session, they haven't been given the space, and you do sort of go, no, it's their turn, let them do the thing, or you invite them into a scene, and it just clicks, and they're fun and witty and they flow and they're relaxed and they're just natural in it. Or even the opposite, when they're just really worried, but you get them on and you just manage them through, or they like are just happy to go through the scene and hit all the beats. And you're like, good, you've done. And they leave and they're like smiling and they're happy. You're like, you've achieved what you wanted to here. It's just so much better than watching them cower at the back of a stage, not being given the space to step forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you see it in workshops as well, don't you? I think there are the moments where,
I mean, I've seen it when people are playing freeze tag, for example, and there are people who've played it for, you know, years and years and years and years, and they're like, I've got an idea, I've got another idea. I'm like, there are people who have never played this game before, and you really do actually need to give them space. And I've challenged people on this before after workshops, and they've gone, well, they just need to be quicker. It's like, no, you need to be an improviser.
Yeah. when that switch does happen and you go from I want to look the best to I want everyone else to look the best, and part of that is going, everyone needs then to have the time on stage or promote their own ideas on stage. And that is one of the best, I think, feelings by that as an improviser and as someone who's done coaching. They're like, oh, I think I've got.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's a saying in the improv, in a way of what I'm aware, that no one should back off. Everyone should take more space. Like, everyone should... Everyone should be the one swiping or sweeping the scene. Everyone should be the one that makes the bold offer. And that's something that I don't think is, like... It's a reflection that I've done these days here at the festival. It's something that I really do enjoy watch and to play with people who does. And it is taking bold choices in the scene, strong choices. And I think that sometimes people can be too polite... And I'm not sure that's the correct way. I think it's good to have the macro awareness and to be aware that you are taking space in the scene, that you are aware of that you have been in the two previous scenes. But I still think the right way to go is to let the other people who doesn't take space to... Of course, you have to facilitate the space, so there has to be space... But I don't think the people that are taking too much space should be the ones that are backing it off. That's my experience anyway, because all of the improvisers does have this social democratic view on improv, in a sense then that they want and they are leaving space for each other. Like, it's 3 seconds delay time on the scene, and then it's open for everyone to grab. And I would rather teach or coach performers to take this space and to trust your foot, or like it's a saying in Sweden, how is it, like, trust the niche in your back, or the stitch in your back, like, or trust your foot. It's the same expression, but it's like a funner way to put it, like, in your trust your foot. It's that simple, I guess, and trust your impulse and instincts in a scene, and trust that they are funny. or like very inspiring for? Because we do, all of us have different references, right? Different way to interpret the world. So something that you will say will definitely surprise me and I will be inspired of it. And just trust that. So it boils down to that, I guess, to be secure on stage and to go on the impulse.
I think some of my favourite moments have been during the Nottingham Comedy Festival. Ben McPherson, Hannah Platt and I did a show called Biprov, just the three of us doing like an hour-long sketch show. And it was like improvised sketch show, really silly. None of us had like really done a show like that before. But the scenes where I wasn't in it, I was like, I know you two are two of the funniest people I know and most creative. It was almost a case of, well, I've not paid for this, but I feel like I'm watching a show myself here. You two go and have fun.
Doesn't that fuel the next scene that you're doing, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just being able to watch like improv is half the battle of learning improv as well.
I suppose two things come immediately to mind now. And it's two different pieces of advice, essentially, because what advice would you give to somebody who is having trouble getting in there and is having trouble getting space on stage in shows or in workshops, jams, whatever? And then secondly, what advice would you give to somebody who maybe has trouble giving people space?
Oof. So I think the second one's easier of the two advice to give. For someone who is struggling to give people space, is just don't go in, step back. You will have ideas constantly for every single Armando theme or option that's given, for every different scenario given, you'll have ideas. But just go, no, I've been in the last two scenes. No, take a step back and just also just relish not being in and just watch everyone else working. It is difficult to catch yourself doing it, but once you do catch yourself doing it, I think, as I said, it does sort of change your mind frame a little bit. But it is just a case of going, I think, to start realizing is to go, cool, how many scenes have I been in? How many scenes have there been? If that number is more than half, don't go in for a bit. For someone who is on the back line and is wary to go in or is being like too cautious, I can't remember who told me it. You have to hope that you are with a team or you're with a group of players who will be wanting to give you the space. But someone, I can't remember who it was, said that literally once you get an idea and there is a space for it, follow that idea in. In improv, compared to any other like theatre I've done before, whether it's like theatre or stand-up comedy, in improv is wonderfully unique in that if you go in with an idea, everyone on the back line is there to support it. No one wants to see you fail. I've done stand-up gigs where someone will have a terrible, terrible like 5-minute slot and the other comics go, oh good, that means I'll look better in comparison. And it's so weird coming into that from like a improv background. I'm like, that feels so wrong. You need that realization of, if I go in with an idea that I've got half an idea, but I think it's going to work, someone's going to come in and build on it. You're going to build on what they've done.
I have a theory.
Oh no.
And I know, and it's always troubling when I do. But I think the shows and the workshops where people aren't being given enough space is often a case of when fear meets fear. And they are two different types of fear. You've got the fear of not coming on, and you've got the people who are constantly steamrolling, and it's the fear of not being good enough or not being the funniest. And those two, when those two fears meet each other, it's very destructive to good improv.
Yeah, it becomes a terrible cycle of just the same thing happening over and over again, yeah.
Yeah, because when you have got a reasonable amount of confidence as a performer, you are both able to walk on when you need to, and you are also able to stand back when you know that there are others who haven't played.
Hmm. Finding space on stage shouldn't be the responsibility of the person who is nervous or scared in the backline. It should be the responsibility of the people who are more confident to ensure that everyone else gets the time on stage.
You can get the World of Improv delivered to your inbox every week when you subscribe to the Improv Chronicle newsletter. Go to improvchronicle.com for more. And if you like what we do, consider following this podcast on your chosen podcast subscriber and leaving a rating and review. As I say every week, it's one of the biggest things you can do to help this podcast if you like what it does. There's also a donate link in the show notes if you fancy giving the podcast an extra hand. And if you want previous episodes and transcripts, that's on the website, improvchronicle.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.